together. So this past December 16th marked 25 years since my mom's passing away. I was about 21 years old. It was the day before my 21st birthday. So I remember coming home one day a little bit before that, and she was sitting at the top step in our house, and so I sat down next to her, and that's when she told me that she had cancer. I was maybe 19, you know, so I didn't have any appreciation for how little time we would have together. You know, like it never crossed my mind that she wouldn't be there. So it gets me, but I don't feel the same sharp sting of pain now, you know, but, you know, what I do feel is that I missed out on her being there for some really significant parts of my life, you know, so getting married to a wonderful wife, having three beautiful kids, you know, but as I get older, really, I find things where I just wish I knew her better, you know, like I, last week, Sajan spoke about stories and the power of stories, and I just wish I had more stories from her, you know, about her life. That got me wondering, you know, whether Jesus' disciples ever felt something like that. You know, the book of John says, it mentions three different Passover times, so maybe his active public ministry was only about 3 years, you know? When you read one of the Gospels, you can read any of the four Gospels in a couple hours, you know, and it doesn't seem like that much time passes, right? But I've never gotten that sense at all that the disciples felt like they missed out on anything. You know, we had, I want to look at a scripture, John 13, verse 1. So this talks about the last Passover leading up to his crucifixion. It says it was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus knew his time was short, and we see him washing the disciples' feet. We see him praying for them and loving them to the very end. Some older translations say that he showed them the full extent of his love. At the end of the book of John, another passage here, it says this in John 21:25, Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. You know, he shared and did so many things that the disciples, they got to witness it and they got to participate in it firsthand. They, you know, they didn't have time to write it all down. How many people give of themselves that much, you know, in such a way that someone wants to write down that story? But for Jesus, there's just so much. And he wanted us to know him and to be able to know, by extension, his Father. You know, when I think back about my mom, I know I took it for granted that time to be able to hear her stories. But so now, when I get little bits and pieces from other family members, I treasure it. I love hearing those. You know, how much do we treasure the things that we get to learn about Jesus' life? You know, about his character, about his heart for us. You know, are we taking for granted those true riches that we're have available to us? Let's pray about that now as we take communion. Dear Father, as we remember your Son right now, I just ask that you help us to know him, to experience him more fully. God, please help us to appreciate his sacrifice, really just his whole life, which was a sacrifice for us. I just also want to say thank you, God, for the hope that you give us through him. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.